The whooping crane, North America's tallest flying bird, was on the verge of extinction only a few years ago. In 1937, fewer than 20 birds remained on Earth. Today, with the help of many nonprofit and governmental agencies, nearly 500 birds are living in North America, both in captivity and in the wild. This is an amazing story of saving a species from extinction. But although these numbers seem encouraging, whooping cranes remain as one of 13 animals on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Threatened and Endangered Species list for Kansas. In other words, the whooping cranes have made a remarkable turnaround, but they are far from danger. So how has such an amazing improvement been possible? One of the most creative approaches is called aircraft-led migration. When animals are born in captivity, usually they must live their entire lives in captivity because they don't learn the necessary skills from their parents. For example, young whooping cranes must learn the migration route and their wintering area from their parents. Without this knowledge, many birds are unable to survive the cold winters where they are born. Operation Migration, a nonprofit organization started in Canada, attempts to teach these skills necessary for successful migration by becoming the bird's surrogate parents. The process is called imprinting, and it's a natural instinct for whooping cranes. They immediately trust and follow the first thing they see after hatching. Operation Migration uses this instinct to convince the birds to follow an ultralight aircraft along a predetermined migration route. In 2001, six whooping cranes raised in captivity followed Operation Migration's ultralight from Wisconsin to Florida, establishing a new migratory route for the endangered waterfowl.